Hi guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. We constantly talk about the value of serving a full-time mission as a young adult. Many of you have or know someone who has served a mission and probably have heard some of their amazing experiences. But today, I wanted to talk to you adults, to those whose children have or are about to leave the nest. What value is there in serving a mission for you?
Hello, Pop.
You're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is...
Second,
right?
Okay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
So
this is...
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of... Wait, no. Daily dose of inspiration.
You're listening to... Mormon Channel Daily.
I had the opportunity to interview my friend Linda Robinson, who I actually served with in San Diego, and her husband were able to serve with me at the Mormon Battalion. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her experience and the value that they found in serving a full-time mission as a couple. Okay, so Linda and Craig, when did you first decide that you wanted to serve a mission as a couple?
When we first got married, we always knew we wanted to go on a mission together.
Oh, so you had planned it from when you first got married. And how did you make that happen? Like, how did you make that possible?
Well, I think we were fortunate enough to be in a position where our life just came together financially and otherwise that we were able to plan for that. And as we reached a certain age, and especially as we retired, we began to seriously consider a mission. And then as what was probably the biggest motivator is President Eyring said something in a session of priesthood that touched me. And I came home and said, Linda, I think we're supposed to go now. And she agreed. And we followed that prompting and put in our missionary papers. And it all worked out very nicely for us.
Wow. So when you decided you felt like the time was right, what process did you have to take to do your mission papers and to get all that stuff ready?
You talk to the bishop, and there's a whole application, and you can do it online, but there's a whole process. You need to go to the doctor, and he fills out a form, and the dentist, and they fill out a form. You meet with the bishop and the stake president. You send in a picture with your application. It's all on there.
Yeah.
And send it off and wait until you hear.
The very first question our bishop asked was, we had wanted to serve initially a CES mission. We really loved working with the youth, both in our ward stake and at the temple when we worked at the baptistry. And we really wanted to work with young single adults again. And we're hoping to work a CES mission. But the bishop asked us, you will go where you're called, correct? And we both had to nod our heads and answer in the affirmative that, yes, we would go where we can. But one of the nice things about a senior mission, you can target to where you want to serve, whether it's international or within the United States, how long you want to serve, and in what areas. There are so many different areas that senior couples are needed, that you do have an opportunity to target that area. And from what I understand, most of the time, that does happen. The missionary department and the missionary committee is sensitive to trying to send a missionary or senior couples to where they would like to serve in whatever areas they would like to serve.
Right.
So we didn't end up serving the CES mission, but we served the mission that we were supposed to have. We know that we were supposed to be where we were.
Right, right. I love that. I think a lot of senior couples have kind of like a fear, but they have a lot more flexibility, like Craig said, about choosing how long you want to serve. It doesn't have to be 2 years. It can be 18 months or 6 months. And you also have, like Craig said, the opportunity if you want to serve, you know, within your city, within your area, or if you want to do something out of state or out of country. So I think that's something that a lot of older people don't realize. It's not like, you know, the young missionaries where you go, where you're told, but you do have a lot more flexibility. And in the end, you do go where you're supposed to be at.
Yeah,
that's right.
So as far as funding, I think that's something that obviously you have to consider, because as a senior couple, your mission is paid for through your own funding. How did you go about, you know, being able to provide that funding, and what advice would you give to other senior couples that are also needing to provide their own funding?
You know, I think I'll just make a couple of things. If you're planning a mission, it's just like anything else. You begin to budget for that. Like if you think about it, if you were going to need to buy a new vehicle or a new house, you would start setting money aside for that purchase. The nice thing about a mission, one of the big changes that the church made is that they've capped how much housing can be. So even if you're sent to an expensive housing area, the cap is $1,400. So if your housing was more than that $1,400 limit, the church would provide that.
Oh, okay.
The church helps offset your travel costs. And so probably the biggest expense for a senior couple is that housing. And if you know that your max is $1,400 and you say we're going to serve for 18 months, you know that I have to, you know, we have to be able to support 1,400 times however many months you're going to serve, because your food and other expenses, you would probably incur those anyway.
Right.
So that your biggest expense is that $1,400. And you can, you know, begin to plan for that and set money aside so that you can do that. You can also figure out, can you lease or rent your home? Do you have family members that may stay in your home? If you could rent your home and offset those expenses. So probably cost for the typical person shouldn't be the biggest hindrance. It's just mentally preparing yourself for the service and preparing yourself to having some wonderful experiences and also having a lot of fun because you know who your companion is.
That's right. That's right. I love that you said that about your wonderful experiences that you get to experience as a couple. What value did you both see in serving a mission? What did you get out of that?
It does draw you closer to each other. You're a team as you're out on a mission, and you get to be together, and you can draw off each other how you're going to handle whatever situation comes up, and it really made us much closer.
Yay, that's awesome. What advice would you give to older couples who are thinking about serving a mission?
Well, the first would be I would strongly encourage any couple thinking about a mission serving. We saw the Lord's hand in missionary work over and over again, and it was really such a wonderful experience to witness and see his hand as he would work with missionaries, as he would work with investigators. I think the Lord's priority is missionary work and saving his children, and you see that all the time. You feel his love, you feel his spirit, you draw closer to him. You're a team, not only as a companionship, but you're a team with the other missionaries, with the mission president, with the ward members, and your community. And it's really a fantastic opportunity to serve. And you're also able to put the world behind. And, you know, as a retired couple, you have more time, but it's so wonderful to be able to focus and dedicate committed time to helping build the Lord's kingdom. And you see miracles and you experience those and you make friends and you interact with people that become lifetime friends.
Thanks so much to Linda and Craig, who shared their experience and the value that they got from serving their mission. If you're considering serving a mission, feel free to visit LDS.org and look up senior missionaries. It gives you so much information about what you need to do, or talk to your local bishop. Thanks so much, you guys, for tuning in today. We will see you right back here next time.